This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Tell me who this is, folks. But for my view, I believe that there should be no more babies. For my view. That's what this devil said. This devil witch. Her name is Margaret Sanger. Well, I'll tell you what, Margaret, since you don't believe that there should be any more babies, how about you first, right? Just the same thing I have to say about Bill Gates, who was influenced by his dad being on the board of Planned Parenthood, where he got his ideologies of depopulation. Well, you first, okay? Listen to this one. The most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. That is an exact quote by this devil witch. Listen to this one. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. That's Margaret Sanger. And yet, where are these Planned Parenthood murder clinics set up, friends, across the United States? In low-income areas. Here, let me give you another one here, okay? I accepted an invitation to talk to the women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan. I was escorted to the platform, was introduced, and began to speak. In the end, through simple illustrations, I believed I had accomplished my purpose. A dozen invitations to speak to similar groups were preferred. Oh my goodness. Okay, that's crazy. Let's go over and let me play this short video. You'll hear the audio in the 159 cities through all of our affiliates throughout the United States. And I want you to listen to this interview from 1957. And then I want to put something up against what the American people have tolerated. Because if there's one thing that dares the justice of God upon any nation, it's murder. And it's sodomy. And it's the two things, the two prongs that have been pushed by force on the American people through a small, small portion of criminals in the United States of America. But look at how much that little leaven has spread. The wicked doctrine has spread throughout the United States. Somehow or another, the American people believe that God gave them a right to murder, yet Scripture tells us, thou shalt not murder. Exodus 20:13. I'm going to play this for you really quick, and we'll come right back to it. Listen to this.
Sin. When I say believe, I don't mean in believe in committing sin. Do you believe there is such a thing as sin?
I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world.
She thinks the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world. Children are a blessing. How is it that the American people have taken on the ideologies of such a devil? I'm curious. The greatest sin, said Margaret Sanger. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to social media platforms on SOL Radio Live on the top of that page, also before it's news.com. Look at her. She is self-condemned. She is a devil. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And yet, somehow or another, One Nation Under God has allowed people like this to speak in favor of murdering its own children. When the American people tolerated this, America lost their soul. And I'm telling you, folks, 70 million babies murdered. That is to the number and population of 18 states. Interestingly enough, somebody just sent me something yesterday and said, will 70 to 80 million people be exterminated? Well, if you put it up to what the American people have tolerated, you better know within yourself that God is exacting injustice. I'll show that to you in just a moment. Let's go back to this. Woman... devil witch that the American people tolerated to such a degree that you see her clinics all over the United States today.
They have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just mock when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin that people can commit.
But sin in the ordinary sense that we regard it, do you believe or do you not believe?
Well, what would they be?
Do you believe in infidelity is a sin?
Well, I'm not going to specify what I think is sin. I've stated what I think is the worst sin.
Yes, but then you asked me to say what, and I said what, and you refused to answer me?
Yes, I don't know about infidelity. It has so many personalities to it, and what a person's own belief is. I couldn't generalize any of those things.
You know what's crazy about it is there's no rationale to the people. None of these people have any rationality about them. In any sense of the word. They're irrational. They're lawless. And if the American people would make distinction between that which is lawful and that which is illegal, they could see what they're dealing with, and that defines out to be a criminal. Right? Listen to this, folks. Proverbs 6:17 says that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. 20:13 of Exodus tells us, thou shalt not murder. Listen carefully. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. Listen carefully. And also for the innocent blood that was shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord will not pardon. Okay? How do you justify? How do you appease God in the face of those that have been doing the murdering? Listen carefully. This isn't Bradley's statutes. I'm a preacher, and I'm preaching the Word of God, and I want you to listen carefully. Numbers 35:33 tells us, do not pollute the land where you are. He said, bloodshed pollutes the land, and atonement cannot be made for the land which blood has been shed, except by the blood of the one that shed it. America, in the present today, you have been so desensitized into believing that people actually have a right under God to murder the fruit of their own womb. And America is going to reap what she's allowed to be sowed. For all those that say, I have nothing to do with it, you are accomplices to the crime if you're not standing against it. That is scripture, friends. You heard what was just said here. So if you want to know why judgment is raining down in this land, somebody actually sent a message through GCN yesterday. Timothy from Washington was his name. Are we under the judgments of God? Absolutely. We can go into great specificity when it comes to Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28 because it is there. The Lord is showing us and bearing witness as to who He is and what it is that He will not tolerate. Americans, you're going to put yourselves in a position where you're going to wish you would have when you had the time to do it, but you didn't. There is a book of Lamentations right after the book of Jeremiah because they refused to listen to that prophet. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, on social media platforms, I'm not going to do the title thing anymore because every time we get up on the radio show, we're just led to go wherever the Holy Ghost wants us to go, and that's where we're going to be led, Romans 8:14. So aside of that, we may tap into it, we may not, it matters not. It's Bradley Dean Live, that's what we're doing here, that's who you're going to listen to and see. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, you want to give us a call, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, John 14:6. Right on cue. When all of this, you know, it's so predictable. So you've seen all of this information coming out on the crime family, the Bidens. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe we're talking about a man that's guilty of committing the act of treason, sodomy, transgenderism, pedophilia, is occupying the People's White House in this country. I am ashamed and I am embarrassed for what the people tolerate in this country. I absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, am. Every step of the way. He is not the people's vote. He is not America. And America is not him in any sense of the word. But I do want to make the point interesting how when Hunter Biden, this is all distraction, this is all a dog and a pony show, this is all smoke and mirrors to get your eyes off of what's really going on. Folks, isn't it interesting? At the same time this Hunter Biden's plea deal falls apart, all of a sudden, here comes the release of the UFOs and the truth about the aliens. Give me a break. Yes, 1 Corinthians 15 talks about different types of flesh, so on and so forth. But I'm not going there, friends. In fact, in the matter, it's like Bigfoot. You know, you always get that information, and it's, oh, look, at there was another spotting of Bigfoot, and all of a sudden, you look at it, and the camera's shaking, and it's blurry, and it's at a distance, and the trees are all in front of it, and you're supposed to believe them. That's how the media operates. And see, this is what the people are drawn to. Because they have not the Spirit of Christ. When you're born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, guess what you have to feed on? The bread of life, John 6:35. And He is who we are supposed to focus on, Christ. Not another one of their distractions. Folks, it's all by design. The other thing they like to use is fear. And about 2 weeks ago, I brought up the point when you looked at, if you've ever saw or seen the movie, The Wizard of Oz, it's interesting how the big green face was used to control the people through fear, right? And the media's expert at that, friends. That's all they do is drive fear. They're browbeating everybody into submission. For those that are listening to them, and for those that are listening to the Spirit of Christ, they're doing just the exact opposite. They're exposing them the way that they're supposed to do and reproving them. Luke 12:2. I'm also thinking of Ephesians 5:11. Read those scriptures when you get a moment. But isn't it interesting how little Toto pulls the curtain back, and here's the little old man, like the bankers, like the jokers at Wall Street, like those on these other boards that think that they're in control of the world, when in fact that they're not in control of anything. Just ask Mitch McConnell. His days are coming to an end. His wicked ways are coming to an end. How's that working out for you, Mitch? How's that working out for you, George Bush Sr. and Rumsfeld and all of you other war criminals? How's that working out for you today? See, they thought that they were going to go ahead and rule the roost, only to find out that their father, the devil, didn't rule the roost, and neither will they. Okay, read Isaiah 14. When the Lord said that He saw him like lightning come down, rest assured that's exactly what happened. The Lord will not give His glory to another, period. Okay? But what I want to say, friends, is these men, little by little, as they're being pushed incrementally to judgment, because we're all going there, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, friends. The fact of the matter is, when they get older, I guarantee you they begin to think in a way that they haven't thought before, but because they're so deep and entrenched into their wickedness, they think that they're going to get one over on the Lord, only to find out Scripture once again was right. 10 out of 10 die, and no man is able to save his own soul alive. Isn't that right for all of you that now faced your judge? Now, I know that the Lord desires none to perish. I understand that. There's no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I understand that. But they made the choice to war against God's mercies in receiving His Son, Jesus Christ. Period. They are the ones that refused Him. The Lord did not refuse them. They refused Him, and they received their just recompense. I want to make that clear. But again, look at folks. Look what's going on. Hunter's plea deal falls apart. I mean, folks, there's enough film and pictures out there concerning the crimes of this individual, and they're still trying to defend him. And why? Because they're trying to defend themselves, who are guilty of the same crimes. Hunter's plea deal falls apart. Now, all of a sudden, the distraction comes. The release of the UFOs. There's always some sort of distraction, constantly, to get your eyes off of what is actually happening. Americans, let me say this. I'm your best friend in doing so. A faithful witness delivers souls. Proverbs 27. You're the ones that are under attack. You are what impedes the global order. I didn't say it. George Soros, the international criminal, did. You are what impedes the way to the global order. You still have the freedom to do the right thing today. There's the good news. What are you doing with that gift? Yesterday, I talked about, in short, some of the global warming issues. And I knew when they started to tap into, and I noticed this years ago, but you notice that when there's drought in the land, that's all you have to do is look up, and you're going to find chemtrails. Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, read it. That's very specific as to what's going on. That's a sign of judgment upon a disobedient and rebellious people as well. Okay? but I've noticed this for years. Last year in the state of Minnesota was probably the worst that I've seen in the particular area that I live. In every single day, they were spraying the skies where they look like checkerboards. Every single day. I've never seen it like that in all my life. You talk to some of the farmers out here. You talk to some of the people in the towns and the cities. They've never seen it that bad before. Well, friends, if you want to know what's going on, just look up. There it is. Okay? And we've covered this several times. The mainstream media has covered this. The Congress has acknowledged that they're doing this. They're testing on the American people. I didn't say it. They said it. And, of course, the conservatives of the day will talk nothing of it because they're there to serve the sponsors, not the constituents. But the fact of the matter is, and again, they're yesterday's liberals. But one of the things that people need to understand is I believe it was yesterday. I can stand corrected, but I believe I played a video of a woman that was addressing global warming. And the individual that was doing the congressional hearing, the oversight, he started highlighting all of the things that she was talking about. And he said, is this what you're talking about? And she said, these are the issues that we're beginning to address now. He said, this was an article from November of 1922. The same exact narrative that they're throwing on the American people today is exactly what they were trying to throw on the people in 1922. Exactly. I played the video yesterday. So, in saying that, to say this, I knew when it started getting warm again, I knew that they were going to go ahead and capitalize on it, okay? And they were going to say, oh, global warming has ended. The era of global boiling has arrived. Everybody, you all understand that they want to tighten the noose a little more, right? They want you to believe that somehow or another, they have control of the earth and they can stop global warming. Well, it would all stop if they would quit spraying, number one. And number two is that people would just pay attention to the fact that it's also June and July and August. Much of this is pretty much normal. There's nothing unnormal about what's going on outside of the fact that when they're purposely spraying down the powder through chemtrails. Nobody can deny this anymore. Or the global order. I forgot yesterday to play a video for you, and I want you to see this. This... this individual, and I'm going to play the audio video for you right now. The era of global warming, he said, has ended. Now, by the way, Al Gore has made millions upon millions of dollars off the stupidity of those that are buying onto it. Who they are, I don't know. It highlights the fact that July is set to be the world's hottest month on record. Baloney. This is according to a new report released by, guess who? The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. And what I'm going to do is, when we come back, I'm going to play this for you, and then I want to double down on some of the things that we were talking about yesterday, only to validate it from Aaron Russo having a conversation from the chairman and with the chairman of the IRS, so you can see for yourself what I was talking about yesterday. We'll be right back.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We'll be right back. USA News update. Five people were wounded in a shooting at a Seattle community outreach event Friday night.
Honestly, this is really disturbing when you have victims that are literally just trying to do an outreach effort, trying to, you know, help people out and get people on the right path. And this is what they end up getting hit with.
Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz says dozens and dozens of shots were fired. Two of the victims are in critical condition. An Alabama woman, Carly Russell, is charged with one count of false reporting to law enforcement and one count of falsely reporting an incident. After she disappeared for 2 days, she reappeared, claiming to have been kidnapped while she was checking on a toddler she saw sitting on the side of the highway. Both of those claims were false. The backlog of American passports continues to increase, with the State Department receiving 430,000 passport applications each week. The surge has left staff overwhelmed and travelers in a state of panic. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Going to go on to this piece that I wanted to play. This is the head of the United Nations. Folks, they are as corrupt from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. They're trying to consolidate power on a global basis over the lives of all of us. The few rule over many is one of the great mysteries of all ages. And why the many allow the few, the corrupt, to do so bewilders me outside of the fact that they're corrupt. That's the only reasonable explanation, right? Let's see what this guy has to say about global warming. Check this out. Oh, I suppose I better probably... He says it's the global boiling. Isn't that funny? Isn't that cute? You know, what drives the narrative? Fear, 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 fear. Okay?
The era of global warming has ended. The era of global boiling has arrived. The air... is unbreathable.
It's the earth is unbreathable. The heat is unbearable.
Is unbearable.
As he sits in a building being conditioned by cold, frosty air.
And the level of fossil fuel profits and climate inaction is unacceptable.
Oh, it's unacceptable that people aren't doing anything about this. I mean, friends, what did we do for 5,000 to 6,000 years before these criminals got on the scene to tell us that they can fix the problem?
According to the data released today, July has already seen the hottest three-week period over ever recorded.
He's lying. He's lying. He hasn't seen anything yet. You know, the Earth was judged by water the first time. The second time it's going to be judged by fire because of people like this.
The three hottest days on record and the highest ever ocean temperatures for this time of year.
He's lying through his teeth.
The consequences are clear and they are tragic.
They're clear and tragic.
Children swept away by monsoon rains.
Yeah.
Families running from the flames. Workers collapsing in scorching.
Just keep exaggerating the facts here. Keep bolstering the lies, my friend. I mean, folks, this is just humorous to say the least.
Must lead. No more hesitancy. No more excuses.
No, and now. We better do something now. We better hurry up and do it now. It's always emergency, 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 isn't it, friends? Oh, it is. That's the history of tyrants. Have you not seen on sonsoflibertymedia.com the t-shirts that are available? What do they say, said William Pitt? He said necessity, right? Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves, right? This is what he's trying to create. More slaves, more desensitized, ignorant people that allow him to garner more control over their lives.
No more waiting for the...
No more waiting. We got to do it now. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedoms. Our forefathers warned us of criminals like this.
Others to move first. There is simply no more time.
No more time. We better hurry up and do it, said he. These are the people that don't know how to tell the truth, but they want you to believe them this time. I mean, as if to suggest there's any truth in any of these people at all. Give me a break. Give me a break. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to reinforce what we were talking about yesterday. When I say something, I always want to back it up by putting the words into the person's mouth that said them, straight out of the horse's mouth. That's the saying, right? Well, I'm going to go ahead and do it again. I want to show you that our income tax is a voluntary system, not because I said so, but if you do look at the IRS publication 557, you will find that to be a voluntary system. That is a fact, okay? And I want you to listen to Harry Reid. Remember this criminal from Nevada under Barack Obama? I want you to see what he has to say about it so you can see for yourself the truth of the matter when it comes from corrupt politicians. You ready for this? I hope so. Here we go.
Trying to argue that governmental action is not forceful, Senator Harry Reid claimed that income taxes are voluntary. If the government is in the business of forcefully taking money from some people in order to provide welfare benefits to others, how will the people whose money is being taken feel about the government?
Well, I don't accept your phraseology. I don't think we force people.
Taxation is not...
They don't force people. He just wants you to know the IRS doesn't force people. Listen carefully.
Not forceful?
Well, no.
It's voluntary?
In fact, quite the contrary. Our system of government is a voluntary tax system.
Oh, if you don't want to pay your taxes, you don't have to?
Well, of course you have to pay your taxes. But
well, the government will force you to pay or they'll fine you or imprison you.
We have a voluntary system. Yeah, that's the fact of the matter.
He's stuck. You can look at him if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. Harry Reid caught in the middle again. This is what they do, friends. They try to appease the North, and they try to appease the South. Half of their uniform is the North, and the other half is the South. And then what happens when they get caught lying the way that they do, the way that Harry Reid is getting caught right now, they get shot at from both sides. Okay, that's what's happening right now, but listen carefully.
When you pay your taxes, you see, in many other countries, it's not voluntary. For example, in many countries, the government makes sure that your employer takes out every penny. In many countries,
that happens here, too, in America, friends.
We have withholding here, too, don't we?
Ask me.
Pardon me?
Withholding?
There's some programs, yes. But I'm talking about in some countries, European countries as an example, there you don't file any income tax returns.
We're not talking about in foreign countries, Harry. We're talking about in America. And you already told us it's a voluntary tax system.
You don't need to, because your employer takes all the money out.
And by the way, if you're an employer, you already know that your taxes for your employees are already mandatorily taken out from withholdings. You already know that. So he's trying to say it only happens in foreign countries, when in fact it's been happening in America for a long time.
The difference between a voluntary and an involuntary
but
system. You can't cheat and not pay your taxes.
Right.
But I don't accept your phraseology that you forcibly take money from somebody else and give it to
exactly what you're doing, Harry.
On any program.
I mean, can the taxpayer?
Highway program is the same. We take money, we forcibly take money in your phraseology,
but
and people on the highways with it. Put people in the army.
Can the taxpayer decide not to pay his taxes if he wants?
He can not pay his taxes.
What will happen?
So you heard him. Harry Reid told you. No, it's in fact a voluntary tax system. Well, there you have it. I played it for you. I didn't cut it short. I didn't play it in a way that was chopped up to make it sound the way that I wanted it to sound. Nope, I left it as is. We don't do that here. And again, you just heard that this is a voluntary tax system. And the guy asked the question, so what happens if I don't pay your tax? Well, you don't have to, said Harry. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, again, I'm not a tax protester. I'm just proving the point of the confusion around the whole issue of the IRS anyways, which is an unconstitutional agency. And what needs to be begged by the American people is, why is the IRS now being armed by federal government to basically raid people's businesses throughout the United States of America? Because if you haven't been paying attention, folks, that's what's been going on. And here's the other thing. If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Outside of the fact that if they're an unconstitutional agency, you might ask yourself the question, what won't they do to try to prove their unlawful point? Maybe, I don't know, create trumped up charges? Oh, that might be the case. I mean, that's how you get rid of your political opposition, right, Bill Clinton? Right, Barack Obama? Right, George W. Bush? Right, George Bush Sr.? Isn't that what you do? Oh, that's exactly what you do, right, Biden? Yeah, that's what they do. And they've been doing it for a long time. Americans, this is un-American at every step. Let me go over to the next point that I made yesterday. I brought up Aaron Russo, who was a former producer, movie producer, who started, he was friends with Rockefeller. I believe it was, I'm not going to say his name. I'm just going to hold a Rockefeller to play it safe, because there were several of the Rockefellers. But one of the Rockefellers was taken with Aaron Russo, and he started to let him know the things that were going to happen in the upcoming. As a matter of fact, he even told Aaron Russo what was going to happen before September 11th, and then it happened, and Aaron Russo turned and started to let the people know exactly what was going on. Now, he's passed, of course, but I do want to show you this piece of Aaron Russo talking with the IRS commissioner, Sheldon Cohen. Remember how I told you he started to say in foreign language, Italian? There is no code. Well, I want you to see this for yourself so you can say that you've seen it, because, folks, he said it. He said it. I didn't make it up. Here we go.
It's because there are many people in America today who believe that there's no law that requires them to pay an income tax to file a 1040. And there are many people going to jail for it, fighting over it.
The Internal Revenue Code is authorized by the 16th Amendment.
I think it should be clarified. I think government should be transparent to the people. Why isn't the IRS commissioner sit down?
Look at this smug criminal.
In clear English, why?
I don't think they really care. They don't. I think they're just playing word games.
Semantics.
You don't think they're sincere people?
No, I don't think they're sincere people.
What does voluntary compliance mean?
And why does the IRS code say it's voluntary to comply, not mandatory?
That's a word, euphemism. We use voluntary compliance when we talk about traffic signals. Most people, at 2 o'clock in the morning, do you stop at a red light?
Yeah.
Is there a cop there?
Sometimes I don't.
Well, I do. And most of us do. Most of us do.
Right.
But that's voluntary compliance.
That was a complete perversion of logic.
Yep.
Traffic laws state that it is mandatory to stop at a red light. The IRS code says it's voluntary to comply. Mandatory and voluntary are the complete opposite of each other. Yet he wants us to believe that they mean the same thing.
Okay, so folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back to this. I want you to see more of it. And then you can see the shenanigans and the nefarious activity coming from this individual, Sheldon Cohen, when he starts to talk Italian, telling you that there is no code. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right
back. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, here's the deal. I've got so much information that sometimes, and most of the time, people wait until the end of the show, why I don't know, where they call in, and it's like, I'm not taking you because you're coming in at the tail end of the show, don't have time, unless I know who they are, and I know that they're going to stick to the topic. So just because we don't take up all the calls that come in doesn't mean anything's wrong. Just for the record, but if it's somebody that's usually coming in that we know that's going to make the point, we'll take them up. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday we talked about taxing Americans to death, and I'm just doubling down today, and I want you to see exactly what I was talking about. I just played the piece by Harry Reid, and now I'm playing the piece by Aaron Russo talking with the IRS Commissioner Sheldon Cohen, and I want you to see the smugness of this guy and how backwards he is. And Aaron Russo's now, as a matter of fact, maybe what I'll do is I'll back it up just a little bit so Aaron can make the point, and then when it comes up, because he pulls some screenshots up, I'll go ahead and highlight the screenshots. But here's Aaron Russo confronting the IRS commissioner, Sheldon Cohen, about the voluntary tax system. And I was asking the question, why are people going to jail because of it then, if it's a voluntary tax system? And then he gives some distorted, misconstrued reason as to the definition of voluntary. It's pretty crazy, but this is what the people put up with, right?
And most of us do. Most of us do.
Right.
He looks like a pretty upright guy, doesn't he?
That was a complete perversion of logic. Traffic laws state that it is mandatory to stop at a red light. The IRS code says it's voluntary to comply. Mandatory and voluntary are the complete opposite of each other. Yet he wants us to believe that they mean the same thing.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and highlight this really quick. Your income tax is a 100% voluntary tax, enforced tax. The situation is as different as night and day. This was the head of the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax Division, Bureau of Internal Revenue. Okay, another unconstitutional agency. Now listen carefully.
So can the government criminally prosecute somebody?
Can the government criminally prosecute somebody for not paying their taxes?
Yes.
Yes, right. He said.
Does that violate the Fifth Amendment?
No.
The Fifth Amendment says I don't have to do anything that incriminates myself.
Well, it doesn't incriminate you to put your income down.
But you said before I could be put in jail for it.
The commissioner wants us to believe that although the IRS demands that you fill out the 1040 and you can go to jail for it, that they are not violating your Fifth Amendment rights of self-incrimination. That is absurd.
Isn't it true that the word income is not defined anywhere in the Internal Revenue Code?
He's getting no answer.
The law says that the government has a right to tax income from any source derived.
So, but the word income is not defined in the code. It just says income without a definition of what income is.
That's right.
Correct?
Yeah.
But there are many different kinds of taxes. Well, how can an American citizen know what income is if the code doesn't define
it? Look at this guy.
If they're paying income
because
tax,
the courts are well defined.
Do you remember what constitutional attorney Edwin Vieira said?
The definition of income in the Constitution was given in the Eisner versus Montgomery case, and it turns on gains or profits that are made from some activity.
So the Supreme Court has ruled income is not wages, it's not labor, it's gain from corporate activity.
I believe that a man's labor is his private property.
That's your view, but it's not the law.
The Supreme Court's even said your labor is your private property. When I go to work for somebody, it's a trade. It's an even exchange. I do some work, you give me some money.
Chief among such contracts is that of personal employment by which labor and other services are exchanged for money or other forms of property.
We had the Bruchshaber case and the Stanton case. And the Bruchshaber case and the Stanton case said that the 16th Amendment gave the government no new taxing power.
I'm not going to argue the niceties of that with you.
And this came up again in a case called Peck versus Lowe, where the Supreme Court said the 16th Amendment did not extend Congress's taxing power to any new or accepted subjects. In other words, if you weren't taxable before the 16th, you weren't taxable after the 16th.
Today I interviewed a juror. Okay, I was set on a case. And they found the person not guilty for lack of filing. Okay? And I asked her why they found them not guilty. And she said because the IRS couldn't show us the law that made him liable to file a 1040.
All they need to do, if there is a law, is to show us the law. Which, of course, they never did.
And the reason they didn't do it was why?
Because there is no law.
Title 26 requires you to file a return.
But doesn't Title 26 have to be in compliance with the Supreme Court decisions?
You're going to take a 1920 case and superimpose it on the old Internal Revenue Code that was written after it? No, that's not...
I can't believe what I just heard. Rewind.
You're going to take a 1920 case and superimpose it on the old Internal Revenue Code that was written after it? No, that's not...
Remember he said earlier the Internal Revenue Code was authorized by the 16th Amendment?
The Internal Revenue Code is authorized by the 16th Amendment.
Remember, the Supreme Court said the 16th Amendment did not give the government any new taxing power. These decisions have never been overturned. Let's listen further.
Can the lower courts overrule the Supreme Court?
No.
How are they putting people in jail today for not paying a tax on their labor when the Supreme Court said they don't have to?
Doesn't the IRS code have to be in compliance with the Supreme Court? That's my question.
This is a waste of time.
See?
Whatever I say, you're not going to believe.
He's right. I don't believe him. And neither should you. He wants us to believe we should obey the IRS code, which is being enforced in violation of the many Supreme Court decisions.
That's right.
Thank you, Aaron. I think we're finished.
Listen.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cohen, for doing that.
Well, I'm sorry that you constantly re-argue the point. You're liable because the law says that you're liable, and the courts say the law says you're liable.
This is what they do. This is how they retort.
He's talking about the lower courts, who are not in compliance with the Supreme Court, as they have to be.
Doesn't the court have to be in compliance with the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court has so held.
Where?
You caught me unprepared.
I'll come back.
Well, I don't want to do that.
But let me ask you a hypothetical question.
No. You're making silly arguments.
Silly arguments.
Well, because it's inapplicable.
That made my heart stop. He just said Supreme Court decisions do not apply to the IRS. That's the behavior you would expect from a totalitarian country, maybe China or Russia or Cuba, not from America. They're just making up the law as they go along. Now I knew the tax honesty movement was right. The IRS thrives on intimidation and fear, not by law. It's no different than a criminal protection racket using force to extract your money from
extort. Yep, that's right.
Former IRS commissioner, now working at a prestigious Washington law firm, threatens me.
Listen,
Aaron, you understand Yiddish? Cornish helpful.
For those of you who don't understand Yiddish,
that means
nothing will help you.
Isn't that crazy? The commissioner from the IRS threatens Aaron Russo and says nothing will help you in Yiddish. Sorry, I thought it was Italian. Forgive me. He looked Italiano. He looked like a mob head, didn't he? Smug, subversive to no end. People are asking me, Bradley, so what are you telling us to do? I'm not telling you to do anything. This is an expose. I wanted you to see what your said representatives have to say about the voluntary tax system. Because yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that you are being taxed to death, and there's no accountability, okay? So I played Harry Reid for you. You heard him say that, okay? And then I just played Aaron Russo interviewing the IRS commissioner. So you can see for yourself how smug and subversive this individual is. He couldn't answer questions. There's no truth in this individual, John 8:44. Also read Psalm 94, verse 20, please. And then Amos 3:3 as well. So, again, I'm not here to tell you to do anything. I'm just telling you the nefarious activity that's going on here stinks to high heaven, doesn't it? And the questions are never answered. And then when his back is up against the wall, the IRS commissioner, what does he do? He starts to talk into a different language and says to him in Yiddish, there's nobody that can help you, or there's nothing that can help you. Threatening him. Isn't that exactly what's going on? Aaron Russo was right. It's an extortive measure. Either you do what we say to do, or this is what we're going to do. They trump up charges as they go, with no force of law to back it up. Oh, this is happening across the boards in this country, friends. That's why it's so important for the people that call themselves Christians to be the law of the land. Isaiah 42, 21, Psalm 40, verse 7, 8:10 of Hebrews, 10:7 of Hebrews, Romans 3:31.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.